Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are founders of Well-Versed Ministry, Jim and Rosemary Garlow. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. We are so excited you chose to tune in with us today. And we want to say thank you if you're watching on Facebook Live or if you're watching on Roku, yes. Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick, Free TV. I'm telling you, the PTL Television Network is all around the globe. And it's because of you, our faithful partners. Yes, we want to say thank you.
Amen.
Mondo, the devil tried to shut the mouth of the PTL Television Network, the voice of the prophets, but it is bigger and it is louder than it has ever been.
Amen. Listen, when you have a guy by the name of Jim Baker, you talk about the comeback kid,
yes.
Right? This
Amen.
Network has been the comeback kid over and over again. They try to shut us down during 2020 and all that. Listen, we're coming through all that. And
That's
soon
right.
we're going to give you
Thank
an update
you,
on where we are with all the legal fights and the suing and all that. Listen, it was a time of chaos, but it was also a time where God gave us a time to get everything in order.
Yes.
And I want to tell you something. Be careful who walks in the middle of your crisis.
That's right.
Because they can determine if you're going to stay alive or if you're going to survive. Or are you going to pack up your bags and go away?
That's right.
Well, I want to tell you something. You, yes, you watching us, you made it possible to let
That's
us
right.
be here. And let me ask you a question. How many of you are part of the original iFamily?
The
oh, my
God.
With us throughout the years.
I was 5 years old when that started.
This is before Facebook, yes. MySpace, and all that craziness.
That's right.
The iFamily, when we had no other way to go forward, you, iFamily, stood with us financially in prayer, and you kept watching, you kept supporting us, you kept saying, Jim and Lori, I care.
Yes.
That's right.
You know, Mondo, that was at Studio City, and as we were on live, we were live on Facebook, it reminded
yes.
me, I'm like, God, look at what you have done. But it was the faithfulness of truly a handful, probably about 50 faithful partners. When we started at Studio City, Pastor Jim and Lori decided we were going to come back and do the new Jim Baker Show. And God said to go. We, of course, just like any other time, and I love how Dad always says, he's like, I've never had any money to start anything that God has ever asked me to do. He's like, but by faith, by saying yes to God, God always provided. And I think about the small army, that about 50 people who would tune in every single day watching. And the reason why we called it iFamily, it was called the Internet Family.
That's right.
And so there would be times where we would have a critical need, even something as small. We were in our beginning stages. Dad would say, I need to get our monthly letter out and the postage is going to be $200. Can I have people who are watching right now sending that to help stand with us to get this message out? And guess what would happen?
They would do it.
They would answer
the
every
call.
Need
right.
that we had. They were answering in those very small, small beginnings. But it's because of our faithful partners. Many of you have said you have been watching for 50 plus years, Pastor Jim Baker and his ministry. Well, we are his children and we're here, you know, with all the health things he's been enduring. The greatest thing that we could do to honor him is to keep preaching the gospel, keep saving souls, keep
Amen.
Coming into your home,
Jesus
keep bringing
name.
The voice of the prophets, because it's about God. What is God doing in this season? And so we're excited, but we want to say thank you to all of our partners who faithfully stand with us.
That's right. You know, the Bible says God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
Amen.
I believe that we, as the United States of America, our church has become lackadaisical, and it's a hard message to hear, church. And not every pastor have. There are good pastors out there who are preaching, repent and believe the gospel. They are preaching the fullness of the gospel. Mondo, there are churches who are not. And I believe, America, this is a time of reprieve for us to wake up.
Yes.
We have not entered a great tribulation. Friend, there are believers in other countries hiding in caves, in basements, in underground churches, because they love Jesus Christ and they will not deny Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They love it not unto the death. They are willing to lose their life over it. Mondo, it is a difficult message to preach to America sometimes, but it's a necessary message. We must not love our lives even unto the death.
No, listen, when you watch the church in Iran.
Beautiful.
Yes. Listen,
beautiful
I was
church.
Talking to Joe Richardson a few
yes.
weeks ago, and he was giving me an update that the Iranian church, the underground church, is exploding into
Praise
the scenes
God.
And
Thank
people
you,
are
Lord.
Being saved. People are finding Jesus in the middle of this regime doing what they're doing to Israel. God is also moving. I want to tell you something.
Amen.
America has not seen
tribulation
like this people have.
No.
And there will be a time where the American church is going to have to really understand what the words, what the Bible meant, that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
That's right.
The world has drawn the line on where they stand against the gospel and where they stand against ministry like ours. But yet the church itself hasn't yet declared where we stand.
We have to draw a line in
the
sand.
We have to do it, because I want to tell you something. By us just wearing this T-shirt right here.
That's right. I stand with
and
Israel.
And if you have any questions, do we stand with Israel?
Happily.
What do you think?
Amen.
Every single day I wake up, I stand with Israel. Why? Because we do not believe in a replacement theology. The church, a modern day church, has not replaced Israel. Israel is still the apple of God's eye, believer, and we must believe that. We stand with Israel. The PTL Television Network stands with Israel. The Jim
yes,
Baker
amen.
Family Show stands with Israel.
Amen.
Ricky Baker stands with Israel.
Yes, Lord.
It will never be missed, Mondo. My words
no.
will never be misconstrued. I stand in its fullness
yeah.
with Israel.
And I want to tell you something. The attacks that we got during 2020, a lot of the networks got afraid and they took us off the air.
That's right.
And a lot of you began to ask, where are you guys? We used to watch you over here in Chicago. We used to watch you over here on this network. Well, I want to tell you something. We want to thank, on behalf of Pastor Jim and Lori Baker, our ministry, we want to thank the Impact Network
yeah.
for being one of the only ones that stood with us. And they decided to add another day, which is
yes.
on Sundays, that you can watch through the cable systems on the Impact Network,
That's
the
right.
Jim Baker Show. And of course, you know, we decided to go live on Facebook because a lot of you were writing us and calling us that you want to see us.
Yeah.
Well, let's build this family together. Let's do that and build this community of Facebook Live watchers. And this is what you need to do. You need to share this program across all of your friends and every platform that you have, because important messages are going to be delivered as we're watching the breaking news of how Iran decided to attack historically in a major event
yes.
that has prophecy written all over it. Yet we want to be there live with you and bring you up to date on what the voice of the prophets are saying. And Ricky, today's guests are family to
yeah.
us. Today's
Absolutely.
Guests are people that understand the heart of Israel. But most importantly, geopolitically, these two guests are going to give us an insight on what's really happening behind the scenes.
That's right. We have Dr. Jim and Rosemary Garlow with us here today. We want to thank you guys for being on. They are the founders of Well-Versed Ministries, and they are committed to helping government leaders know what the Bible says
Amen.
About every political and governmental topic. And also Rosemary Schindler Garlow, she is related to Oscar Schindler.
Wow.
And we know Pastor Jim Baker loves you both very
yes.
much. He wants
Amen.
You to know that he loves you. And we want to thank you for being on the broadcast
Amen.
With us today.
Good thing. I didn't realize it wasn't going to be Jim and Lori interviewing us until just moments ago. And I thought, well, what's this going to be like? And oh, my goodness. The anointing on you three is amazing. What an energetic beginning to the show. How proud we are of you. What God is doing in your lives. Way to go.
Amen.
You know, that's encouraging,
that
right?
That is encouraging.
We're trying to make mom and dad proud, Dr. Garlow. So thank you
yeah.
for that. We're going to take that little clip and take it to them after
that's
the show.
Right. Yeah, I'm taking that to them right after the show. You better believe. You know, I was talking with Pastor Jim the other day. I was laying by his bedside and we were just having an intimate moment together, just speaking to each other. And I said, you know, Dad, I'll never be able to fill your shoes. You are Jim Baker, the man who God called to build multiple massive worldwide ministries. I'll never be able to fill those shoes, but will you just show me how to walk in your footsteps? And you know, he told me how you do that is be intimate with the Holy
yes.
Spirit. And
yes.
we want to thank you for supporting Jim Baker through all these years. Dr. Garlow, both of you guys, you have never turned your back on this ministry. You have never shied away from us, even when there was controversy. And we want to say
yes.
thank you for being
yeah.
a faithful friend to this ministry.
Well, not only are your parents proud of you, but these parents are proud of you.
Amen.
And I say, way to go. And why? One of the reasons God is honoring you is because you know how to honor. You're honoring your parents. And that's one reason he's blessing you.
Amen.
Wow. I want to honor PTL, Jim Baker. He mentored me. So many of us were born again in the Jesus movement, the Messianic movement, the Charismatic movement. And Jim Baker was essential in helping us learn the things of God, following the Holy Spirit, listening to his voice, growing us up in the things of God. And so I feel there as my spiritual parents as well, and they are just wonderful people, and we honor this ministry to see how God has blessed it in the generations and increased it in the generations.
Wow. That's right. You know, one thing I love about Pastor Jim Baker is he's intergenerational. He is all about preparing. You know, if there's an Elijah, there is an Elijah. He is all about the preparation of it, Mondo. But not only is he intergenerational, he's inter-ethnical as well. He doesn't care. He called me a young boy from the inner city of Phoenix, Arizona, who didn't have a dad, whose mom was in prison, who was stealing food at the age of four to feed myself and my younger sister. He went down to the inner city of Phoenix, Arizona, and he said, "You are my son." And believer, I want to tell you something right now. The Holy Spirit does the same thing for you. The Holy Spirit takes you out of whatever situation it may be that you're in right now. And the Holy Spirit says, "I am calling you son and daughter. My inheritance is now your inheritance." In the same capacity that Pastor Jim Baker did it for all of us up here, the Holy Spirit is doing it for you, friend. We want to thank you for praying for Pastor Jim Baker during this time. We've given many updates, but in case you have missed any of those broadcasts, I want to remind you, Pastor Jim Baker did suffer some strokes at the beginning of this year and some TIAs. They're mini strokes as well. But we are believing for a radical healing for his body because we understand that God's blood is still good. The sacrifice that was paid on the cross to wipe away all of our iniquity is still good. Yes. It was good yesterday, Mondo. It is good today, and it will be good until the end of time.
Amen. You know, Dad has always taught us to keep going forward.
Yes.
God is going to take care of him and mom. We got to keep moving this ministry forward.
Amen.
I remember meeting him 26 years ago, and it changed my life. I never thought in a million years I would be sitting here co-hosting the program. And I want to tell you something. The plans that God has for you in this ministry, it's so incredible because we are entering a season that we have to understand prophetically and biblically, where does the church stand? But most importantly, never to turn our back on Israel.
Yeah. Amen.
I want to tell you something, Dad, when we went to Israel,
beautiful time.
I cried, and I remember you were standing by my side, Ricky, Mom, and Rabbi Jonathan Kahn were there, and I handed the camera to you, and I just wept,
yes.
And I couldn't believe that this ex-gang member was watching over Israel. And I remember Dad hugging me and saying, "Welcome home."
Wow.
That's the kind of man I want to be around with, a man that recognizes Israel for what it is.
That's right.
I want to tell you something. As I'm watching the news, I'm watching Israel being in conflict with so many different fronts. Can I give you a list before you introduce our special guest? Because I want people to understand this, because every time we get around with Pastor Jim, your friend, or mom and dad, he talks about never turn your back on Israel. There's more than one war going on with Israel.
That's right.
Listen to this. Israel is in conflict with Palestinians, Gaza-Israel conflict, Israel and Hamas war, the Red Sea crisis, attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq, Jordan and Syria, Iran and Israel conflict. I mean, I can go on and on, yet this little nation continues to stand against every warfare that's come against her. And this ministry has been standing against every attack of the enemy the moment we decided to stand with Israel, the moment we decided to proclaim that we will not be standing with people that want kids to be aborted.
That's right.
Listen, I want to tell you something. If you want to know the truth, someday we're going to sit down and talk to you, because the behind the scenes on why they came against us will shock you. And they were clear. And that's why I asked you in the beginning, remember, draw the line. Because as for me and my house, meaning as for us in this house, we will serve the Lord.
That's right.
But there are non-negotiables with God, and one of them, Ricky, happens to be Israel.
Yeah. It absolutely is. And Dr. Garlow, we want to thank you for being on. So much is developing in the Middle East. What insights can you share regarding the recent attacks on Israel?
Well, it is a miracle. What we saw, even the military experts are now telling us that 99% of 320 or maybe 350 different either ballistic or cruise missiles or drones. The fact that 99% were intercepted is quite stunning. That is beyond even what they thought would be militarily possible. In the natural, they thought potentially they could hit 90%, but 99%, you just can't explain that. The fact that there was not a single death is astounding of itself. A second thing is that this pretty disturbing, and I suppose there has to be full verification of this, but the reports are that Biden foreknew about this and to some measure approved Iran's response. If that is the case, that spells tremendous difficulties for the United States. A third thing that I think is important is Israel has to maintain its focus on, it got to rid themselves of Hamas first before anything else, even before striking back at Iran. They've got to keep focused on Rafah and on Hamas and finish that task. And then they've got to deal with 150,000 sophisticated guided missiles from Hezbollah across Lebanon, Syria, and even Iraq. That'd be the next thing before they can even address Iran. And then the last thing I want to say, my wife's much more of an expert on this than I am. I want to concede that point. She's been to Israel 75 times. But they're fighting this on five fronts. Just think of this. They have to deal with Hamas in the southwest corner of the nation. And then they have to deal with Hezbollah up north. And then they have to deal with the Houthis over in Qatar. And then they have to deal with Iran, the biggie. But then there's another part that people understand. In Judea and Samaria, and we never say the word West Bank. There's no such thing as West Bank. There's Judea and Samaria. Even there, there's hundreds and hundreds of Jewish families having to defend themselves against daily attacks by Palestinians, Muslims, attempting to kill the Jewish farmers or vine growers, etc., in that area. Every little small Palestinian town in that area has on its roundabout, this is a quote from the people who live there, a memorial to whichever citizen in their community, member of their community, who actually killed a Jew. They have a memorial there for them to reward them. And their family, of course, gets lifelong financial support. So look where Israel's fighting at all these fronts on the exterior and then the interior in Judea, Samaria. So this is exceedingly complex, profound, and God alone can help Israel through the tremendous season it finds itself in.
Amen. Rosemary, when Iran decided to stop hiding behind proxies and openly attacked Israel, what went through your mind?
Well, we're seeing firsthand the root, the stronghold of the enemy, which is a fulfillment of end time prophecy. So we have verification that the scripture is true, is coming to pass in our day, that we are so privileged to live in these end times. And we have all the help we need, the whole instruction manual in the Word of God. The Bible shows and tells us with 700 verses that God is going to be faithful to his Jewish people, beginning with Genesis 12. Verse 3, that God will bless Abraham and those that bless Israel. So we have lived through almost 6,000 years of biblical history to come now to the time of Messiah's coming, Messiah's return. And all Israel knows that these are birth pangs waiting to birth Messiah's coming to Jerusalem. They said, we can hear his footsteps with every attack. As awful as it is, we are still anticipating and rejoicing that our salvation, our Messiah, is at hand. And we, as Christians, of course, know the Lord's return is very, very imminent. And so there has never been this type of unity that my husband and I have experienced between Jews and Christians that we have known historically since the beginning of the early church. And even though atrocious things are happening, terrible things are happening, yet God even brings good out of the midst of tragedy. And we saw how he united the people of Israel just almost overnight after the horror the Holocaust of October 7th, how Jews came and flew in from all over the world. They flew to Israel. Planes were leaving empty from Israel, but they were coming back full of Jewish people, young men willing to fight for the salvation of the nation. So much biblical prophecy was fulfilled in that short time. And the Jewish people know that this is now the biblical era of the restored Israel, that with the election of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, we've been there every time he's been wonderfully reelected. He chose to commemorate his victory in October 2022 in Jerusalem, not Tel Aviv, indicating that God had turned back toward Zion, toward Jerusalem, that this was going to be a biblical government now. And we saw how the military, the young men, they all came together, secular, religious, ultra-Orthodox, they all became as one, and they began worshiping the Lord before every battle, praying the Psalms, putting on their prayer shawl. This was a restoration of the army of our might of King David. And just for us from the nations, you know, 80 years ago, there were individuals, maybe Oscar Schindler, Corrie ten Boom, those who hid Jews, who were willing to risk their life without remuneration, without a cost, to save Jewish people from concentration camps, from death, or other forms of torture by the Nazis. These people were commemorated and are still remembered in Jerusalem at the Holocaust Memorial Museum called Yad Vashem, and it comes from the scripture in Isaiah 56, and this is where all of us come together, because the each and every Jewish person who was martyred for their faith is remembered there, but also those who were willing to stand with the Jewish people at their time of greatest testing and tragedy. Today, we're able to stand with the nation of Israel at her time of greatest testing and tragedy since the Holocaust. So the shirts you wear and the emblems, everything you do to show your love of God through his people is honored and remembered. And you are being given a place and a name remembrance in Jerusalem, according to Isaiah 56. And I just want to read this, because this is where we as Christians, we from the nations, are joined in the covenant with Israel. It's so important right now we realize our unity with the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. Isaiah 56, verse 6, and foreigners, these are us from the nations, who bind themselves to the Lord to serve him, to love the name of the Lord, and to worship him, all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it, and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. The sovereign Lord declares, he who gathers the exiles of Israel, I will gather still others to them besides those already gathered. We are those others. We are those from the nations who join with the Lord in his covenant. And we have salvation through our Messiah, Yeshua, in that precious covenant that he offered up himself for all nations to receive. But this is a very unique and special time when believers can join with the Lord in the most intimate way, with he and his brethren, with his nation that he calls his own.
Amen.
Wow.
Beautiful. You know, Mondo, we have been to both Holocaust museums, the one in Jerusalem, or the one in Israel and the one in the States. And both of them, I don't know a person that we were with where when you did not exit that, you were not just bawling in tears to see what the world has tried to do for generation and generation and generation to the Jewish people to exterminate them. Hitler thought he was close to it, but God has the final say when it comes to this. Yeah. The nation of Israel will be here until the final day. You know, I saw a news report and it said Israel, and I think it said colon, you know, will it be wiped off the face of the earth? No, it will not be wiped off the face of the earth. Why? Even the book of Revelation says in the last days, we're going to see this battle of Armageddon culminating. They're going to try to seize Jerusalem. Well, first off, you don't seize something that you own. Jerusalem will still be held by the Jewish people. Yes, it will still be held by the nation of Israel. And we will support Israel and the IDF all the way. In America, our politicians, you better wake up and you better make sure you are following and obeying the Lord's prompting to support our nation, Israel. We are one. We are the biggest ally when it comes to being on Israel's side. America, we are not going to sit by and allow an administration to turn their back on the nation of Israel. Write your representatives, write your congressmen, write your senators, write the White House. Let them know we, as the American people, the people who voted you into your office seat, support the nation of Israel. You are not allowed to sit there and make your own agenda. No, you must go with what the people who voted you in say, and we support the nation of Israel. Amen. Doctor, I want to ask you a question. You know, what are we seeing at the heads of state saying about our current administration? They're pressuring Israel not to retaliate.
That is quite astounding that we think we have the authority to say that to a country that's just been hit with 320 missiles. Imagine if proportionally we had been hit with that, and then some other country tells the U.S., oh, you can't do anything. You got to sit there and wait till the next time that country wants to attack you. This is pretty astounding. And just ponder this for a moment. There are 193 nations, member nations of the United Nations. There are some members that are not members. So about 200 nations on the earth. 200 nations. We're talking about one. And we're talking about one nation repeatedly. We're talking about one nation that has repeatedly, non-ending, been attacked, contiguously been attacked. I would just pose this question. Why? Why are we talking about one nation of all the nations of the world? There's 200. Why continually the conversation about one place? Why are the Jews so hated? Why is it possible? Is it because there's so many of them? There's only 15 million. There's 2 billion Christians. There's 1.5 billion Muslims. So it's not like there's very many Jews on the earth, only about 15, 16 million possibly. Is it because they have so much land? Well, they have 1/3 of 1% of all the land in the Middle East. They have this tiny sliver of land. God promised them that they could have the land from the Euphrates to the Nile. That's 300,000 square miles. Under King David, and possibly a little bit under Solomon, they had up to 200,000 square miles. So they didn't even get to the total amount that was promised them by God under the zenith of the leader, David himself. How much does Israel have of that 300,000 promised to them? How much do they have now? They have 8,100 square miles. They have a tiny fraction of land. It is so dinky, and then it's so chopped up that they even want to take out the heart of it, Judea and Samaria, and cut that up and take that away from them. So it can't be because they have so much land. So why do the people hate the Jews? It's very simple, because they remind people of God. That's it. Because by the Jews' existence and Israel's existence, is a way of saying there is a God, and we're not God. He is God, and God has a moral standard, and we're to follow his moral standard. And people don't like that. It's the Jews who gave us the Torah, the teachings, the writings, the Messiah, the teachings on the Messiah. The Jews gave us all of this, and that's why they are hated by the world system, and why continuously they have been persecuted virtually nonstop.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, this is so important because anyone that stands with Israel is now being attacked.
That's right.
And if there was ever a time that you and us need to understand the meaning behind this war, it is now. And the reason why we ask you every single day to partner with our ministry is because we want to continue to bring this truth to you. You know, you almost have to go and dig the truth out. years ago, there was still truth available. Today, the truth is being corrupted in so many different angles and so many different platforms, and they want to shut you down and they want to cancel you. This is why the PTL Network, Voice of the Prophets, is so important, that when we went through the battle that we went through years ago to birth this network, the PTL Network, was because everyone else was being canceled, and then they came after us and they canceled us in so many different platforms. Yet Pastor Jim, in the middle of his worst crisis physically, at the moment we understood that he was having a very difficult time communicating, and we found out that he had been hit with a major stroke, that was the moment, the birth of this ministry, meaning the PTL, Voice of the Prophets Network.
That's right.
And I want to tell you something. If you're supporting this ministry by watching it, we want to thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
But now it's time for you to really write a check, call the number, and get involved right now, because we're going to do everything in our power to continue to move forward and get you the message that you need in order to understand what is happening in Israel. The Garlos are two of the most influential people in this nation.
Critical.
And I want to make sure you understand this. We try to get them often as we can because they know what's happening behind the scenes with the leaders that you have voted in your local governments. And I want you to know something. You need men and women of God that are in the middle of that. You need to pray for them, sow in their ministry.
Amen.
And I want you to know something, because we need them in the front line so they can come back and report on how we can pray for our nation. How can we pray for Israel? But more than that, how do we understand what is even happening? I want you to do this. I want you to write this number down, 1-888-988-1588, and pray about what monthly support you need to be joining in with us this month.
Amen.
This month is very critical for this ministry. This month, and listen, we don't often talk about this, but we're going to roll out a vision for this ministry that we want you to be a part of, because God is opening the doors for the Jim Baker Show and the PTL Network to expand in the middle of the crisis. God has expanded this ministry.
Amen.
So listen, before I ask my question, a lot of you, I'm noticing on social media that
where do I get this shirt?
Well, you can't have my shirt. This is my shirt. It won't fit you, believe me. It's made for me. Anyways, listen, you want to stand with Israel? Call the number right now, 1-888. Listen, if the world is declaring war on Israel, we're going to declare that we're going to stand with Israel.
That's right.
You hear me? The way we do it is by ordering this T-shirt and wearing it wherever you go. And understand that when you do that, you're partnering with this ministry, you're partnering with Israel. And I want to tell you something, together we're going to be able to make a difference. So call the number right now, 1-888-988-1588, or better yet, if you decide to go to the website, jimbakershow.com, go to the affiliate program.
Steadfast American.
Steadfast American is the affiliate program that we set up, and do it today. Stand with us as we go into understanding what this whole thing is all about. Dr. Garlow, you wrote a 7-part article called Understanding Israel's War. In it, you tell the history of the name Palestine. Will you tell us about that?
Well, Palestine's an invented word by the Romans. You think when the Romans took down the temple, 70 AD, and then sacked the city in 130, they decided to change the name of Israel. And they gave it this new name, and they thought, what is the most offensive thing to the Jews? Well, their enemies, the Philistines. And so their Latin version of that is Palestine. So they attached that name just to insult the Jews. And since they controlled the land, they controlled the maps, and they named it Palestine. And the name stuck and continued. I actually remember as a child, I'm old enough, I was born the year the United Nations voted the state of Israel back into existence. And when I was 1 year of age, a couple days before my birthday, the nation of Israel came into existence. And I remember the first time I heard of somebody who had actually gone to Israel to visit. That was an amazing thing, because it was very dangerous. You couldn't do it. You couldn't get across Jerusalem. That was no man's land. And so the first time we heard of somebody who actually went to Israel and was able to visit. And then I remember as a child hearing, hey, it's not called Palestine, like the maps in the back of our Bible then said. That's a made-up name. Its name always was, by God, Israel. There's not even technically, in terms of ethnography, there's not such a thing as a Palestinian people. That's a made-up phrase. The Philistines don't exist anymore. They've gone out of existence, as have the Hittites and all the other ites that lived around Israel. The Jebusites, they don't exist anymore. And so the original indigenous people that are living today are the Jewish people, and its name was Israel until the Romans decided to create an offensive name, and thank God has now returned to the name of Israel. So don't use the word Palestine or Palestinian. And I want to underscore again, don't ever use the word West Bank. That's a made-up term. That the word actually, that the area is referring to is Judea, south of Jerusalem, basically, and Samaria, north of Jerusalem. Use the biblical terms for those particular areas, because and that area belongs to Israel. It's not been, the sovereignty issue has not been resolved yet, as far as the world's concerned. But that area all belongs to Israel. It is part of Israel. In fact, Jordan was once designated by the San Remo Accord, the Balfour Declaration. That was supposed to be a part of Israel. And then they took 78% away from Israel and carved it off and named it Jordan. So Israel's had this tiny piece of land on which to function. But that's the background to the word Palestine or Palestinian.
Wow.
Very insightful.
Very insightful. Listen, most people don't realize that this is real history.
No, and I think this is the one of the reasons why we're seeing such a major protest in America. We're seeing the line being drawn because people are not understanding the history. If you're getting your history from Google, you got problems. You got to go back to the history books. And I want to tell you something. America is divided right now. There's such warfare in America. There's such confusion in America. Even within the church, the hope we have is to know the truth, and the truth will set us free, the Bible says. We are living in a very critical moment in time where God's people are rising. God's people are manifesting, you know, the hunger and the thirst for God's spirit to be poured out on every nation. And I want to tell you something. The only thing that can hold sin from taking over is the church.
That's right, the remnant.
I know people don't want to hear that, but I want to tell you something. To understand where we are right now, we have to go back to the book.
Amen.
And understanding the meaning, because I've heard a lot of this, talk from people that understand scripture and prophecy, that we need to start looking at Bible prophecy in the Bible through the lens of the Middle East.
Yes.
Not the Western way of looking at it. No, we have to look at it for it was, where it is, and where it's going, and where it's going to be. We get to be a part of that, Ricky. We get to, we need to understand. Maricela, I've heard you say many times that knowledge is so critical. And my people lack for the knowledge that we don't get. And I want to tell you something. We have to be knowledgeable about the things of God. We have to understand all. Listen, the Middle East is not going anywhere. Every single day, we're going to start seeing more and more develop over there. And we need to understand what is going on over there, because it's the interest of the church to stay involved. Most churches today don't want to talk about Israel. There was a lot of churches on Sunday morning, Dr. Garlow, that never mentioned what happened the night before and went in prayer for the fact that the Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We missed an opportunity. Not all the churches, but the majority of the churches today won't even talk about Israel.
That's right.
That's shocking to me.
They went about their normal church service that they had planned, you know, a week in advance, instead of saying, hey, Lord, we are going to use this as an opportunity to arm and equip the believers to pray properly for the peace of Israel. Believers, it is important that we stand bolder than we have ever stood. We have a firm foundation, believer. You know, in the Bible, it says that there is two homes, Mondo, built, one on the good foundation, one on the sand. And what happens to both homes, Mondo? The same thing. The winds rise, the waters roar, the homes are attempted to be knocked down. The one that was built on the sand, of course, gets washed away, Mondo. But the one that was on the firm foundation, believers, that is Jesus Christ, it will stand strong. Yes. You have a good foundation, believer. You have a foundation that is not going to be shaken and not going to be moved, not going to be cracked. Put your feet planted firmly on there and say, I will never back down from the gospel of Jesus Christ in its fullness, and I will never stop supporting Israel. Now, Rosemary, I have a question for you. How should Christians respond to the anti-Israel rallies that we're having here in the United States of America?
They should go with the Jewish community in their area and see when they're gathering together and come alongside them to support them and comfort them. And we see all these anti-Israel rallies, but God is sifting out, he's raising up his remnant bride. These are all testings for us to be qualified to be that end time vessel joined to him. And we see all these all these voices, but God has his voice through his word. And it's the time of the wise and foolish virgins. It's the time of darkness and many are asleep, but we need to gather that oil in the word of God. The best way we can prepare ourselves is to listen, to read God's word. If you can't read it as much as possible, listen to it, because in our time, there's so many apps. You can just put the word of God into your heart by listening to it when possible while you're driving, because it's the scripture that is our weapon. It is the scripture that is bringing us truth. It is cleansing our mind and our understanding, and it is opposing all the lies of the media. And Bible reading isn't so popular or memorization as before, but Jesus, as a young boy, had memorized the entire Torah by age 10. Every Jewish young person memorized the word of God, and we have kind of stepped back from that with so many other options. But the best way to be prepared as the remnant, as the bride, and to be saved from deception of this hour is with God's word. And between the book of Genesis and Zechariah, there are 700 verses where God distinctly promises that he will save the Jewish people and return them to their land and of end time. And just to have a little portion of these wonderful verses hidden in our heart can save us from apostasy, from deception. And also, we know Jesus in the wilderness contended with Satan himself by quoting from the book of Deuteronomy, quoting scripture, that great sword of the Spirit. And so these are our spiritual weapons and gifts and enablement and enhancements. And this is the moment where the church needs to employ them and put this oil, be the five wise virgins, and this oil of God's word of worship and of prayer into their vessels so that their light will not go out in these dark times.
Amen. What a great word. If you're just tuning in, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. This is the Jim Baker Family Show, and we have Dr. Jim and Rosemary Garlow here with us. We want to thank them for being on the broadcast. Now, Dr. Garlow, we are in an election year, and I want to ask you a question. What are your concerns as we enter this election season?
We need to be, first of all, active. We pray and fast, and that is good, but then we oftentimes answer our own prayers by activate. Secondly, we must become highly informed, know the issues. If I can give a little plug for a book, I wrote a book called Well-Versed, which lays out the biblical foundations for 30 political topics. Jim Baker bought the most of them of any person and distributed them to the TV family. We have a new one coming out in a few days called Reversed, From Culturally Woke to Biblically Awake, where I address the biblical foundations to 60 political topics, ESG, DEI, AI, transgender, transhumanism, reparations, big tech, big pharma, big ag and food security. And the list goes on and on. The effeminization of men, the loss of parental authority, 60 different topics today that are discussed. So become biblically alert and aware of precisely what are the issues. then activate and talk to your friends and neighbors, support the candidates who stand for truth, and then take Jesus into the voting booth with you. Take biblical knowledge in your mind and heart into the voting booth. We're not being political when we talk about these things. We're being biblical because God is the one who established government. God is the one who establishes nations. It's God who cares about not only our personal governance, that's a responsibility of ourself, our family government, our government of the church, but he cares about civil governance. He didn't write the book and go, wow, I sure forgot about that whole government thing. God is so good, so loving, so caring, so smart that he has a book that helps us to understand how civil governance is supposed to work. So become aware, trained, and equipped in the biblical issues, understanding of the issues, and then activate as many people as you can. Work with candidates who are standing for biblical truth.
Amen.
None of them are going to be Mother Teresa. Okay, Jesus is not up for office. So we have to go with flawed people, as flawed as all of us are, but work with them to try to establish righteousness in the nation.
Amen. Amen. What a good word. You know, why should we be paying attention to leaders from China, from Russia, Saudi Arabia, on how America responds to the threats that they are making in order to become superpowers of the world? They're threatening the United States of America, what seems like weekly, and it seems as if our government right now, our current administration, isn't taking it seriously.
Well, you are correct, and I think everybody, one of your audience is so discerning, they're going to know America is in a weak and vulnerable position right now. We have never had poor leadership that I know of in my lifetime in the White House right now, or as the vice president, or the damage being done by political correctness to our military, trying to outfit our people in high heels instead of teaching them how to fly planes and drive ships and shoot guns and drive tanks. And so we're in a very vulnerable position. We know that America is not in final prophecy. There's nowhere we're referred to. If someone used to say it to me all the time, I thought, how does America disappear? How does the mark of the beast take control? How does all this stuff happen? Well, the last 4 years, I've not asked those questions. I could see now how America could disappear from the scene. I can see now how the mark of the beast and control of the population works. We understand that. We have seen more in the last 3 years than in my entire lifetime in terms of this acceleration of rabid a spirit of Antichrist taking our country and taking our nation. So this is a time to arise, because certainly China, North Korea, Russia, and Iran are clearly aware of how vulnerable we are. Even the issue of this call to vacate the speakership, they're watching this. They know if we don't have a speaker in the Congress shuts down. If the Congress is shut down, there's no Congress to respond if we're attacked from the outside or some crisis occurs in some country. We're incapacitated. So they're watching all this. They see the vulnerable, they see the disunitedness, and they see the weakness being manifested in the White House.
That's right. They see it being manifested in the White House. That's a good word. If you're just tuning in, you're watching the Jim Baker Family Show. We have Dr. Garlo Mondo.
Yeah.
It is a tremendous honor to have such an insightful human being on the show with us today. You don't just get a Dr. Jim Garlo every single day. So we want to say thank you for being on the broadcast with us here today. It's been an absolute honor to have you and Rosemary. You guys are absolutely the real deal. You know, Mondo, in a world full of fake, it's nice to see the real deal. People who are passionate about Jesus Christ, people who have an intimate relationship with Jesus, people who say, you know what, we're not going to fray away from what the Word of God says. If it says it, we support it. If it doesn't say it, then we don't support it. So I want to thank you guys for being a breath of fresh air to the world. And thank you guys for being bold, even in a world of cancel culture, who says, hey, if you don't say the right thing, what was per their standard, if you don't do the right thing per their standard, then we're going to cancel you. But you have never changed your message and you have never backed down. So for that, I want to say thank you,
Amen.
Dr. Jim and Rosemary Garlo.
You know, what's so important is to get leaders that helps us understand worldviews through the biblical worldview.
Right. For the perspective, that's right.
Because it changes everything. Understanding everything that is happening through the lens of the Bible and help us understand not to walk away from it, but to go full on and understand that we are more than conquerors. Listen, greater is he that is in us. That changes everything.
Amen.
So when I look at the Garlos and going into the world of politics, the world that really it's very few people are willing to go into as Christians.
It's a cutthroat world, yeah.
And I want to tell you something. When you get those two, understanding how to interpret what's happening through a biblical lens helps us understand, yeah, how do we need to pray? How do we need to vote? How do we stand against what's happening at the border? I just want to give you what really is happening on that end. And I want Dr. Garlow to answer the question that you're going to ask him. But when I get news like this, that Matamoros, Mexico, decides to put a flyer in the bathrooms for illegal immigrants to come into this nation, this is what the flyer is saying. Reminder to vote for President Biden when you are in the United States. We need another 4 years of his terms to stay open.
Wow.
That's real.
That's real. You can go and look at it for yourself.
Wow.
And you wonder why they want to keep the border open. They need the votes. They know they lost. They know they're going to lose. They're going to do everything in their power. They came into the inner cities for years, giving us free gifts and free phones and free cards and free this and free that in order to get our vote. Then they forgot about us. And you wonder why Chicago is still falling apart. You wonder why California is still a hot mess. You wonder why a lot of these inner cities are a hot mess. Yet you wonder why the border is a hot mess. Dr. Garlow, what is really happening at our border right now?
We've been there. I've been actually to three of what's called border school. Been down there. We were down there recently, my wife and I, with Todd Lamphier. And let me tell you, we were at the Central Processing Center, which is the only brick and mortar building of its kind in the entire 2,000 miles shared with Mexico and the U.S. On the morning we were there, every single person who had come through the night before that was in the line at the Central Processing Center, every single person was male, military age, Chinese. Every single one. Then we were taken through this huge complex. It's very large and very impressive. And we go to where they were releasing them. They have 72 hours to get them processed and get them out. This is what Mayorkas calls a secure border, just passing them through. If we have no record, this comes from directly from the former head of the Border Patrol. If we have no record on them, which we don't have record on almost any of them, then it's considered they're fine and they're okay. And we just release them to the country with a free cell phone. We went on the backside where they're being released. All their new cell phones, every single one of those were Chinese, except two, which were all Chinese males, except for two, which were female. We've had, I think, 21,000 Chinese come into San Diego County, where I live. We flew in 2 nights ago to San Diego at 11 o'clock at night. There were a drove of about 50, 60 of them there with all their new cell phones. I literally took a picture of them all charging their cell phones. We were in Nashville at the airport. Here was a family flying in there and a person from the United Nations meeting them, giving them cash and stuff. We were flying in Houston, and all of a sudden, before first class, we don't buy first class, but before first class was allowed on, here were all these people went on with identical backpacks. I ended up seeing them later. I estimated their ages to be 16, 15, 14, and 11, just guessing their ages at that time. Do you see what's happening? The flooding into our country of people we don't know who they are in massive numbers, could be 15, could be 20 million. We do not know the numbers at all, which means somewhere at some point, sometime, there will be some trigger. Some of these percentage of these, they're all not all bad by any means, but some of them are. And it means at some point there'll be a rising up and we will have a catastrophe, many catastrophes across our nation occurring. This is a time of high vulnerability, and the current occupant of the White House and Mayorkas do not care about this at all. This is not Republican versus Democrat. This is not right versus left. We're talking about, just so we understand, this is right versus wrong, amen, good versus evil, light, amen, versus darkness, amen, biblical truth as opposed to anti-scriptural construct. This is the things of God as opposed to the things of the evil one. Because the scripture has a guideline for how you bring people into the country. And the Hebrew word is ger, G-E-R, welcome the stranger, ger, G-E-R. That means you welcome the ones who are willing to come in under the authority of the laws of that nation and comply with the God of that nation, in that case, Israel. That's how you welcome the stranger, and that's what that word means. Don't let people put guilt on you when they distort the biblical text and make it mean something very different from what the intentionality of the original writers of the Old Testament were on these issues.
Amen. Praise God.
We want to thank you guys for being on the broadcast. With just a few minutes left, what is your message of hope during this time of great confusion and despair in our society?
Well, we're praying for our government, but our hope isn't in government. Government's hope is in God. And so our whole purpose is to help our government return to the things of the Lord, to be joined to the Lord, to prepare for Messiah's return. So many great things are happening now, exciting things, preparing for his coming as the Lord is unveiling the authentic birthplace, the authentic place of the Lord's crucifixion, burial, resurrection. He's correcting 2,000 years of history to get us back to the pure foundation of the original church. And part of that is aligning with Israel. And so we want you to be looking for those great signals. One signal is the red heifer.
We've seen a lot of that.
Jesus fulfilled the red heifer, but it's a great signal of his coming. And so these are expectations, like the Jewish people said, they're birth pangs, they're painful, but we know something wonderful is about to take place, or we wouldn't be going through such trials and trauma at this time. Our hope is in the Lord.
Amen. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Dr. Garlow, you said you're coming out with a new book. If somebody's interested in purchasing that, how would they go about making sure that they get a copy of your new book?
The first way is go to wellversedworld.org, wellversedworld.org, and they can sign up to be notified when the book comes out. It's called Reversed, from Culturally Woke to Biblically Awake, Reversed. So you can go to wellversedworld.org. And the second way is I want to talk to you about you guys offering it again like you did when Jim Baker did it. And by the way, watching the three of you lead this show, when I grow up, I want to be like you guys.
I was thinking the same thing about you, Doctor.
That's awesome. We're going to work on that.
We do need to work on that.
Absolutely. We'll reach out to you, Dr. Garlow. We will be working on that. And we want to thank, you know, truly, it's all of these partnerships, everyone who partners with us, whether it be spiritually feeding you, whether it be preparing you physically, you know, Pastor Jim's heart for decades. It didn't happen overnight, but for decades, he believed in a call and a prophetic call, really, to warn the church to be ready, both spiritually first and foremost, but then to also be prepared that we would be able to be the light. When troubled times come, the church is who people come to.
Amen.
And we want to open our doors wide. We want to be able to feed those who are hungry, clothe those who need clothing. And so right now, as you're watching, if you have not, we've just launched a brand new affiliate with our brand new up to 25-year shelf life food. It's called New Manna.
New Manna
is a Christ-believing company. They believe in the times that we're living in. They believe it's time for churches to be prepared. And so if you have not ordered your 30-year shelf life food,
it's important.
You can do that by calling our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. I encourage you to go to our website, visit the affiliate sites. There's food, there's the generators, there's all things there that will help you. It's a one-stop shop to help you in your preparedness journey.
And I want you to remember this. God loves you. He really, really does. Bye-bye for today. Dr. Jim Garlow, Dr. Rosemary, we want to thank you guys for being on with us today. It's been a blessing. If you want to see more content like this, like, share, and subscribe, or go to watchjimbakershow.com.